That was quite the fierce battle. I wasn't expecting to have to fight off an ambush from those goblins. Especially with the rest of the party still asleep at the last town's inn. We might not have been so lucky had my lovely panther companion not been here to maim and otherwise rip them to shreds. Isn't that right, dear? That's it, that's a good kitty. Though, honestly, the only reason we're even out here right now is because someone woke me up from my meditation in the middle of the night and dragged me out to check on a lead we don't even know is real. All we even have to go off of is that a random shopkeep told you that it would lead us to the gang of criminals we've been chasing for God knows how long. In fact, that's another thing. I don't know if this is even real, because none of you have even showed it to me. Everyone else seems to know, but whenever I ask for it, I just get blown off. I swear it's like an inside joke with you people. Also, just a very small, teeny tiny question. Why did you have to bring me to check out this lead? Wouldn't it have been logical, or dare I say, not completely delusional, to bring the rest of the party? Yeah, well, even if you needed to be discreet, everyone else seems to have seen this lead, but no, you decide to pick the only one who doesn't know about it to go with you. The sorcerer is just as useful, if not more so, to these kinds of expeditions than I. And at least the paladin can provide some muscle to protect you. I'm not very well suited to direct combat, as you might have seen, and I'm no rogue. With both myself and Dio, that'll just be another body that can be caught if we need to sneak around. So, why again did you need me specifically, as you said? You'll see. Honestly, you humans with all your secrets. And you wonder why us elves are so distrustful of you. Though, really, what do I expect from the resident bard? It's practically your job to lie and persuade. And where is this place anyway? We've been walking for a while without any signs of the gang. The goblins obviously weren't any help, and I'm starting to suspect that they aren't here. Well, it better be soon. I just want to get this over with and go back to town. Then we can let the others know, and we can finally take care of these bandits that have been troubling us. And then after all that, I can go back to my clan and take my place as the clan head. And the best part, I won't have to deal with you clowns ever again. The lake? Yeah, what of it? I'm not really seeing what you're trying to say about it. Do you see anything suspicious in it? Please point it out to me if you don't mind. Wait, where are you going? At least tell me what you're seeing. Why are you lying down now? We don't have time for short rests. We need to... Wait. No. You sneaky dastard! You dragged me all the way out here in the middle of the night while I was doing my nightly meditation just to plop your happy bum down and watch the lake? There was never a lead about the gang out here, was there? No, I will not relax, and I certainly do not need a break. I bet you and the rest of the party have been laughing at me this entire time. Why am I still here? I'm going back to the inn. And you can have your little break all to yourself. Come on, Dio, we're leaving. Dio? We're leaving now, it's time to get up. What do you mean they're right? Don't you realize they lied to us? Now stop with the back talk and let's go back already. Oh, so we're just not moving now, are we? You know what? Fine. I'll sit with them for a bit, alright? Jeez. One would think that animal companions would be a lot less mouthy. Alright, so I guess I'll just sit down now. Just sit down and do nothing. And yep, we're sitting down and I'm doing nothing. I can do this. I can do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. How do you just sit here without anything to do? I'll just go gather some herbs. I promise I'll be back as soon as I can to relax with the... Fine. I'll stay. But how does one relax? Is there a proper way to do it? Maybe a guide or a book on it? There is no right way. Just do what's natural. Well, it's natural for me to want to find those bandits. Would that be relaxing? What do you mean, no? I thought there was no right way to relax. What happened to that? I mean, it hasn't been causing me that much stress. Okay then, since you're the master of all things relaxing, then what do you do to relax? Stargazing. So what, is that it? You just look at the stars and you're relaxed? Constellations? You mean that you draw shapes with stars? Of all the human concepts I've heard of, that's gotta be the stupidest. But okay, fine. I'll humor you. Draw one for me. Yeah. The one next to... Okay, yeah. That one? What about it? Yeah, I see it. Well, I guess if you frame it that way, it almost looks like a cooking pan. But is that all there is to it? For example, if I connected them like this, it looks like a bird. Or maybe if I connected them like this, I think I see Dio. See, I can make drawings with the stars, too. What do you mean it doesn't work like that? You're just mad that I was able to make better drawings than your little cooking pot. This lake is rather beautiful now that I look at it a bit better. Especially with the stars reflecting off it. It reminds me of my youth, to be truthful. I remember looking up at the stars like this as a young whelp. Sure, I wasn't making funny drawings with them, but it was nice looking at the stars and all the nature around me. It was bliss. For the first few decades of my life, I could afford to relax. I was just a kid with no responsibilities and no cares in the world. Looking at all the beauty around me was one of my favorite things to do. It was even how I met Dio. Isn't that right, Dio? Then my adolescence came, and those fun and games had no place anymore. Then it was archery classes, beast taming, and training to take over my clan. Since then, it's been work and more work and even more work. And that was how it was. At least until I was forced to look for the gang that was troubling the clan with all of you. The fun-loving barbarian always getting us into fights. The sorcerer that I am nigh convinced is clinically insane. And you. Oh, you. The amount of stupid situations you got yourself into, all the times we had to drag you out with us. We started holding bets about which day of the week we would have to deal with something you caused, and trust me, somebody always wins. The only one I could even stomach talking to was a paladin, because at least someone had a lick of sense in their brains. At first, I thought most of you were very grating. I mean, it was obvious that none of you took our duty seriously, but over time, I discovered that you all were starting to grow on me. Mind you, I will never say such a thing in front of the others, and if you tell them, your bum will meet the business end of an arrow. Regardless, their antics have become less annoying and more endearing, in a way. And I was starting to have fun with all of you. You know, maybe this is my way of relaxing. Looking back and reflecting on everything, it can be nice every once in a while. It gives me time to think and distract me from my worries. But it's a little unfair, don't you think? I gave you basically what amounts to my entire life story, and yet none of us knows anything about your life. So, a story for a story, if you will. get away with the "it's not much" excuse. I want to know. This is the one and only time I will take interest in someone else, so you'd better relish in it. Okay. Oh. Oh my. My God, I had no idea you went through all that. It makes my story sound like that of us wild brats. For someone with a personality like yours, I expected that it was lighthearted and quaint, but that... Wouldn't you want to get revenge to find out who caused you that much pain? Well, I guess it would be a little hard to do that without a clue as to where to go or who to track down. But if it were me, I would have at least tried a little harder to find that information. And you being so nonchalant about all of it, I don't quite understand. Why not put a little more effort to try to secure that info? Be patient. Now that I think about it, that's what you've been trying to teach me, isn't it? Was the whole party and the whole get the ranger to relax stick too? Of course they were. I was so caught up on finding those bandits that I was neglecting myself, wasn't I? I never took any time to rest mentally or even sometimes physically. I'm sorry if I worried you all. I have to say, I wholly underestimated you. I figured you for a lazy flirt, and you've proven me wrong. That ability to convince anyone of pretty much anything is not to be trifled with. It's helped me realize a lot of things today. And for that, I thank you. And they're asleep. Maybe I overestimated them for a second there. Well, they did help me out quite a bit. If you were awake, I wonder if you'd tell me. Why does it have to be you, I fancy? I guess I'll keep a lookout for a bit while they sleep. Good night, you jerk.